Hello and welcome to today's edition of How I Develop, or it has an official name, Quickly Creating a Framework for Communicating to an Embedded Gas Sensor. How it came to be. I will not use the presentation mode because I want to switch to my application in between. I talked to Manfred Rosenberger and he saw my use of the UCASH widget from Christian Golwitzer, and he suggested a lightning talk. And I thought, no, it's not my widget. I cannot give a lightning talk about this widget. So I'm going to show you how I'm using this in the context of my application. Thanks to Manfred Rosenberger for pushing me into this talk. Space does not work here. So about me, I'm working at GFG, that's a Gesellschaft für Gerätebau, or good for gas, depending on where you're located. Programming in embedded C, devices like this gas sensor. And I also use TickleDK. In the past, I also used C++ Fultic, that's a small graphics library. I still use it when I'm programming in C++, but TickleDK is more beloved by me. We're not an open source company, but I asked the head of the department, I'm going to show something what I do, and I don't have a Modbus talking device, said, okay, use the real thing. So that I brought you the gas sensor. That's the main act. That's what I'm programming, the sensor. It's got an ARM controller in it and just this Modbus via the M12 connector. And when I get this thing, I was told there's a Modbus server in it. And I cannot talk Modbus. And there are tools like Modbus Poll, so I can test this. But I already knew that's not enough. So I needed my own program to talk to the sensor, and that's the theme of the talk, how to quickly create this. I wanted to have it the same day, because when I'm working, I cannot work without testing it. So you will have the slides after the talk, so I can speed through them. So what means doing things quickly? On Windows, I use Matrix Blade, thanks to Ashok, with batteries included, some of my favorite code, and of course, a lot of experience. I cannot do this within a day if I haven't done this before. Oh, some Mac interlude. I'm presenting this on a Mac. My machine at work is a Windows machine. So how do I interface to a device like this? Well, I just open the serial port, configure it to my needs, then there's some secret. You have some startup telegram where they say, oh, you want to read a register, use this binary combination and then send it. And yes, it was working with Tickle 859. That's a fairly new Mac, I think. No thanks to Apple. So I used Paul Obermeier's build automation. There's also a pre-compiled version for the Silicon Macs from Alexander Schöpe. But I try it, and 20 minutes later, I had a modern Tickle. Thanks to both of you. This talk is how to thank everybody in the Tickle community. So, of course, I can work from the console, but I want to have a UI beforehand and then work within the UI. So, what am I going to do is create a UI. I know that I want to have some submodules. There are many functionalities in here, and I partition them. So I'm using either my own notebook, which is about 150 lines, or something from ScrollUtils or BWidget. Hey, thanks to Saba and Harald for all these great widgets. And that was my idea. These are my submodules that are going to be placed and some output. And that's the main interface for talking to the UI. I have a global GUI array. And if I ask this, can my shoulders? Okay, you don't really have to read this. But I can. Can I do this? Ooh. And we enter this. So that's how I start. I can say p-array GUI. Oh, yeah, that's it. And I have some kind of output. Let's see if it works. GUI. Oh, yes, that's a simple text widget. I can use it like this, but of course, no. Or I use a shortcut like this. Hello again, you can't see this. Yes, of course, I forgot the quotes. Mm-hmm. Oh, you already saw the simple plugin system with the hello module is the first submodule in here, and it's just hello. How does it work? Just putting an abstraction layer upon an abstraction layer is sometimes it's a good idea. Ah, yes, we already saw the demo. So, enhancing the developer's experience, it's something I already did before. We're not talking to this thing yet, but coming to this. Hello. So now, if I want to modify and play with this thing, usually I want to preserve state and make a quick update. I'm not always preserving state if I'm doing what I do now. It's so small here because of the projector. Red is hello. So I'm going to edit the file. And now say, oh, I want to have another button. And what I can do now is, let's see this, main, reload submodules. Hello again. I don't have to quit the application and start it again. That's sometimes very comfortable when you're communicating to the sensor. Maybe you put it in a special state. You don't want to quit the application. You want to have it in the state where you left it. Because the only thing you have to care about, if you initialize global variables this way, they will, of course, get lost. But I think it's nice. It's my way of developing. So, demo. Yes, the guy was not restarted. OK, now I want to talk Modbus. I'm reading this back and thought, what's this timing? And I have to tell you, you don't have to care about the timing. The Modbus server in here is caring about the timing. The only thing that the PC needs to do is send telegrams without a gap and receive telegrams. And it doesn't have to care about this in-character timing by when it receives. You can read this at home. What it says is you get messages from the PC or even from the Mac every 60 milliseconds. So it's collecting data. You can ask it how often you want. You get a package every 60 milliseconds. So I already have shown that I can send and receive. It was the first demo code I tried on the Mac to this device. What I'm using is, where is it? Just off-the-shelf Digitus adapter from USB to RS-485. So you don't need expensive hardware. The most expensive hardware is this golden machine here. Yes, this is already, this is from the spec. You see, this is the top level Modbus message. Depending on the function that you use, you have to add something more. So, how do I talk Modbus? I assemble a telegram and use the Tickellib CRC, it's working for this case. I'm constructing a special telegram. For example, want to read registers. You have to look in the Modbus spec, and then you see, oh, yes, address current function code 4, assemble a telegram, send it, and receive the answer. This is how I modeled some of the things. Oh, we're in a hurry. Okay, so you can read this at home. It's, again, I can't, it's so small here.
Yeah, it's cold,
So where I really want to get to is this Ukash graph. Okay, yes, of course, the access is not open. Make this a bit larger. So, yes, I did not have enough time to show you the structure. If I don't clear the graph, I can play with some settings. Look how it reacts if I increase the test pulse. So I had no time to show you the more playful things, because what you can do is, by this style of programming, you can make a plot of data as it arrives. Maybe we can just do this here. Okay, what you see is a set of numbers as I put it out on a text widget. What I want to do is have a graphical output of this. What you see here is kind of heartbeat. The machine is working in 50 millisecond cycles and counting from 1 to 10. No? So I can make sure it's working.
So you use dtrace as a protocol?
No, it's not related to the Unix dtrace. It's a software tracer, and d means develop, debug, dynamic. I just had to invent something. And now, dtrace, of course. So two things that you see here is I use C struct declaration in there. That is a main part you can read about. I don't want to write binary format, all these things. I want to have the structures like I write them in C, so I can copy and paste them. And this is the formatter that outputs the lines. But I want to see what it's doing in a graphical view. So it says statics and the state. I save this. And again. D-trace. Can we load this? So, and while I'm programming this, I can inspect the data in this widget, and I tell you, it's just 10 lines of code. It's creating a window, putting the plot graph in it, and plotting it. And so I see, yes, really, indeed, it's counting from 1 to 10 within 500 milliseconds, and that's the heartbeat that I'm observing here.
Yeah, thank you, Stefan. I think it's time to get to the end. Sorry, we had only 15 minutes.
That's how you plot. It's a set of a few lines, a few lines, a few lines, and that's what you can do within a day.
Great, thank you. Yes, so it's a pleasure to see. And are there any questions? Okay, I will come up.
And also, thank you, William Duquette, for great stories.
Frank Morang from German Aerospace Center. Just a question, referring these graph and plot widget you showed us, they are based on what? Already?
Yes, that's a pure tickle widget from Christian Gollwitzer.
Ah, okay.
And that's why I didn't want to make a lightning talk about the widget, because Christian probably could tell you more about it. Yeah. What I use is simply plot. I'm plotting lines, I'm plotting points. Yeah. That's my use of it. It can do much more. And yes, okay. Talk to him.
Thank you. So they are called how? The gplot and the other one?
No, a gplot is what I created here is a simple window.
Yeah.
I can, from anywhere in the program, I can say gplot. It opens a window if it's not open, and plot x, y. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if it's the only one, it will be a nice plot. So don't do this for many places.
Ah, okay.
No,
okay.
The widget is called UKASH. UKAZ. Okay.
Yeah.
Was that?
Okay, thank you. That's it. Yeah.
Okay, the talk from Christian Gollwitzer may be seen at the 21 online US conference. He have presented all this great work, and it is really wizard stuff. I invite you to look to it. Or you can contact Christian directly. All open source. Any other questions? So thanks, Stefan.